This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Kiss 98.5, it's Nicholas Pickles catching up with Young Gravy. You've got a big show coming to Buffalo on December 2nd at Electric City. You've been to Buffalo before, right?
Yes. I remember the energy being crazy there.
Tell me the advantages of doing smaller club versus festival stuff. What's your fave?
They could both be good. Festivals are more hectic with a lot of people there and can't do as much personalized quite as much as a venue show. We purposely made them some smaller and more intimate venues on this tour, you know, for the real hardcore fans.
What do you want the night to be?
A lot of energy and people who have been fans for a while, kind of getting to hear the songs that they want to hear, but plus like getting to see my personality live. We do a lot of sort of cinematic things with the set, different moods and ups and downs and cool visual stuff. So it's a cool way to see my music live.
Tell me a little bit about how your goals as an artist have changed since the early SoundCloud days versus where you are now in your career.
Well, definitely changed a lot. I mean, I had a lot of goals that I ended up reaching from the SoundCloud days. I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, just doing a live show ever was like even once was a cool idea. And collabing with some medium sized artists, I ended up getting to surpass that and do bigger artists since. Now that I've you know, had a pretty successful, fun career, it's kind of more staying healthy and happy and still being able to do what I do after 8 years and kind of becoming an adult version of Gravy.
You're a tall drink of water. What are you, 6'7", 6'8", something like that?
6'8", yep.
Tell me tall guy problems for someone that flies a lot. What do you run into?
Oh, man. The first few years when I was really touring a lot, I don't know why I was still choosing to fly coach. And then, I mean, honestly, at this point, the comfort thing is one, but also just like getting recognized and like having to sit by like a fan sometimes when I'm like need some sleep or something is hectic. Having to take pictures like while I'm on the plane is crazy sometimes. So basically like I go first and kind of lay low on flights usually. Besides that, for a tall guy, I mean, tour bus sometimes is complicated. I've had to have like, I mean, I have the back room and sometimes I've had like twin beds back there that I have to make work. But actually this tour, which is kind of funny, they know that I want a big bed. So in the back room, I'm traveling everywhere. It's my girlfriend and I, they basically just made the whole back room a bed. It's like the size of a king bed pretty much. So it's just a room that the whole floor is bed. So I can actually stretch out in there and be comfortable.
And we want you to be comfortable, Young Gravy.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's talk music. Just put out a new single, Debbie, with a little inspo from the Commodores.
Latest is Debbie, also known as Brick House. I took a Commodore song and flipped it with some pretty wild trap production on there. That song is really fun to perform live, and it's cool to see people coming and already knowing all the words.
You seem to use names in your songs. Are these people? Like, where do these come from?
I wouldn't say it's a particular person, maybe inspired by people in the past, but I kind of just, if I have a song that I really like, sometimes I just pick to go with the name if I think a song is going to do well. And the mom name series has been going since like my first song was Karen Part Two, and then at Patrice and Kathleen and Charlene and Cheryl and a lot of them over the years. But Betty and Clementine were on my last projects, and then now we got Debbie.
You seem to have an eye for the moms.
I mean, I genuinely did have sort of a thing for older women, but nothing insane. I just included that with some of my earlier music. So I still do, but it was a big part of the brand, and it just became something even more when, you know, social media kind of got a hold of it. And I would pick moms as my dates to events and other things that since then have kind of made it stick with people.
What's your relationship with Martha Stewart?
Martha and I made a song about Martha Stewart, and it was about me, I guess, but relating it to Martha Stewart. And then her team heard it, and we ended up doing a whole campaign around just, you know, us being friends and promoting. I have her name, her signature actually tattooed right here.
Come on.
Martha
Stewart. Your right bicep. That's cool.
Yeah. So she, come to a few shows and we've hung out, at different places. She's sweetheart.
Where did you grow up? Where did you start as a young artist?
Well, I grew up in Rochester, Minnesota, and went to University of Wisconsin. And that's where I really started releasing music was when I was in Madison, Wisconsin.
I have a really bad Minnesota joke, and it's such a bad dad joke.
Sure.
All right. You know, New York State and Minnesota State are complete opposites because New York is where the Big Apple is, and Minnesota is where Minneapolis is.
Minneapolis. Okay. Yeah, no, that's pretty good.
Bad dad joke?
No, that was better than I thought. You know, I hear a lot of like Minnesota or like, I don't know. There's a lot of dumb, but that was a good touch.
Is it Young Gravy approved?
Yeah, it's Young Gravy approved. I love dad jokes too.
Young Gravy, what are your words for fans coming to see you December 2nd at Electric City?
I want everybody to come prepared for a energetic, hype show. We'll be sweaty and there will be some really excited people out there. So, you know, come ready to party.
It's not just a chill thing. And the vibes are very positive, new or old. It's you'll come and it's a dance party. Everybody has a good time.
Nice to catch up with you. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Young Gravy on Kiss 98.5.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.